The Exeter Brass Band in New Hampshire is one of the oldest continuously performing bands in the country. They've been around since 1847. This summer, they're back at it doing their usual Monday night run of free concerts from the Exeter Bandstand. New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman stopped by a show and sent this report. This scene is straight Norman Rockwell.
My name is Dave Emanuel. I am one of the trumpet players for the Exeter Brass Band.
Emanuel and the 30-odd members of the group cram into a bandstand draped with red, white, and blue bunting. Surrounding them, the well-worn buildings of historic downtown Exeter.
There's bricks, there's clapboards, there's the old town hall, there's the town offices, and we close Front Street for our performances, and people break out the lawn chairs, and the kids sing and dance, and everybody taps their feet and blinks their lights and honks their horns when they like it.
170 years in, and what's not to like? The band moves crisply through marches, polkas, overtures, and Broadway medleys. Michelle Boulanger is the first female conductor of the Exeter Brass Band.
Well, technically we're not a brass band. They still keep the name of it, but we now have woodwinds in it as well, so we're just a regular concert band. But back in the day, it went off to the Civil War as a brass band with the backward-facing bugles because the band would march in front of the regiment, so they were the first ones to get shot, too.
For visitors to Exeter like Jan Orange, it's less about the band's history and more the simple pleasure of being outside on a New England night.
We're from the Dallas area, and they do this in the summertime also, but it's 95 degrees,
yeah.
So it's not nearly as enjoyable. I don't care what's playing.
The percussion section is tight tonight, thanks in large part to Chick McDougall, age 85. His first gig in 1956 started with a frantic call from the band leader.
He said, "Would you come down and fill in for one night?" I said, "Geez, I don't think I'm good enough, you know, Joe." He said, "I did come down. That's 61 years ago."
There have been lots of memorable nights since then for both band and audience. Catherine Tomlinson, who's here with her husband Clive, can still recall her favorite performance.
Our very first date came and said, "Hey, there's a band playing downtown. You want to go?" And I said, "Hey, sure." And he asked me out, and we've been married for the last 24 years.
The evening ends just after dark, not with the most romantic tune, but rather the most patriotic. Lights bounce off the polished horns, the crowd comes to its feet, and the Exeter Brass Band has another show in the books. For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.